From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey searched today for the gunman who killed 39 people at a celebrated on New Year's at a nightclub in Istanbul. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told reporters authorities had no clarity about the suspect. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Witnesses are saying at least 600 people were inside the club at the time of the attack. VOA asked Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton if Turkey is now ground zero for terrorism.
Unfortunately, it's looking that way, Victor. There's a strong correlation around the world between the breakdown of good governance and the extent to which terrorist groups can embed themselves. We see this with Nigeria, obviously with Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia. Unfortunately, Turkey is joining in that list. In the last 3 or 4 years, between 70 and 80% of all terror deaths have occurred in those 5-6 countries. It looks like in 2017 that Turkey is going to be another one of those countries where the slide away from democracy and good governance in the name of security actually undermines its own security.
Sunday's mass shooting followed more than 30 violent acts over the past year in Turkey. Syria monitors saying hundreds of civilians have fled villages outside the Syrian capital as fighting continues between government forces and several rebel groups. Fighting comes despite a truce brokered by Russia, Syria, and Turkey that took effect early on Friday. There is an agreement among the Democratic Republic of Congo's political factions to try to defuse the crisis over President Joseph Kabila's extended rule in that country. Mr. Kabila was supposed to have left office on December 20th, but his ruling party proposed new elections in 2018. This is VOA News. Nearly three dozen expelled Russian diplomats have left Washington following President Obama's order, which cited an intelligence community conclusion that Russia hacked into political organizations during last year's election. Mr. Obama also ordered sanctions on two Russian intelligence agencies. President-elect Donald Trump said he is not convinced Russia meddled in the presidential election. His incoming press secretary, Sean Spicer, was on the U.S. program this week.
In 2015, China took over a million records, sensitive data, people like me who had worked in the government at any time, classified our personal information, where we live, things that we had written down on our applications or on our security clearances, and not a White House statement wasn't even issued. No action publicly was taken. Nothing. So, nothing was taken when millions of people had their private information, including information on security clearances, that was shared. Not one thing happened. So there is a question about whether there's a political retribution here.
Mr. Trump, who will be sworn into office on January 20th, said he knows more about Washington's claim against Russia and promised that information would be released this week. Meantime, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, said Russia's complicity is based on the overwhelming judgment of the intelligence community. Israel's Security Cabinet has decided not to return the bodies of Hamas terrorists killed by Israeli forces, but to bury the remains itself. The cabinet made its decision after Hamas posted a video mocking an Israeli soldier who was killed in Gaza in 2014. Hamas took custody of his body and that of a second soldier and never returned the bodies. So far, there has been no reaction from Hamas regarding the Israeli Security Cabinet's decision. South Korea today said North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un showed determination to continue nuclear provocations. Jung Jun-hee, a spokesman for the South's unification ministry, said Kim showed again the determination of mentioning a strong nuclear state, the completion phase of an ICBM, and the preemptive striking attacks. In his New Year's address to the nation, Kim Jong-un hinted Pyongyang may ring in the new year with another test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Today is Monday, January the 2nd, and on this day in history, we should note the Philippine capital of Manila was captured by Japanese forces during World War II. That was in 1942. The islands were occupied for roughly 3 years when U.S. General Douglas MacArthur kept his promise to return to the Philippines. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.